Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Listen to Understand. Our scripture verse is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. Why do you listen? Do you listen to correct, to contradict, to defend yourself, to, quote, set them straight? If you can stop for a moment to examine your motive for listening, you can make some changes in your communication that will change the very nature of your marriage. We need to understand, we need to listen to one another for one reason and one reason only, to understand one another. Effective communication begins with a desire to understand. Intimacy grows with understanding how we see and how we feel about things. Intimacy is into me see. You can't do it by correcting or criticizing your spouse or defending yourself. It's that simple. You may be right on the facts. In fact, you can be right all the way to divorce court, but that won't help the relationship. You must listen to understand. I didn't say you will understand. In fact, very often you won't. But your motive for listening has to be a desire, a want to understand. This is a condition of the heart more than anything else. But only then can oneness begin and intimacy grow. In fact, that becomes the great adventure of growing together, understanding one another. Let your relationship be built on wisdom and established through understanding. Yes, it takes patience, self-control, and spiritual maturity, but the prize is worth it. It's called intimacy. So a question we want to ask both of us today is, do you feel like I listen to try to understand you? Or do you feel like I just listen to criticize you or try to get my point across? And a prayer for both of us, Lord, give us the maturity and the self-control to be quick to listen. Help us to change the purpose for which we listen. No more criticism or defensiveness. Help us focus not on correcting one another, but on understanding one another.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again. Trust